No one said this would be easy or quick, and no one should be lulled into a false sense of security by accurate airstrikes. We will not, we cannot bomb them into obscurity. Even as we share this sense of urgency about this group, we must also share a sense of strategic patience about this entire effort. And I think some of that has been lacking.
You know, when you criticize the media for being shrill and hyperbolic, were you criticizing the established mainstream media or the blog world, the Twitterati out there who don't have any, they can just tweet whatever they want, or
it wasn't
the media,
a blanket criticism
media.
Of everybody. It's just been the tone of some of the coverage. And, I mean, I'm not going to point fingers here, but I just think, you know, there's this immediate nature in the information environment today, which I completely understand, given, you know, how information and data flies around so fast. And I mean, I you know, social media and all of it, I get that. But there's also this expectation of omnipotence by the United States military and omniscience, quite frankly, to your question, Maggie. And nothing is ever that perfect. And this is a complicated, difficult, cultural, religious, geographic struggle that we're facing here in Iraq and Syria. And it's not going to be solved overnight, and it's not going to be solved through bombs, and it's not going to be solved through anything other than a lot of hard work and time and effort working with partners on the ground, people who actually know the culture. And I think that's what I was expressing, just that there's this sense that, well, you've been dropping all these bombs. How come you haven't defeated these guys in the course of, you know, low these 2 to 3 months with 300 bombs? It's not going to be that simple.
You're criticizing the public discussion, the public reaction. You're not criticizing.
I'm not criticizing that there is a public discussion. Right. I'm just simply saying that some of the coverage, I think, has been needlessly shrill, and the expectations have been, I think, inappropriately high on what can be accomplished just through military power alone.